it's just so steamy. Every time I hear it, it's like love in my ears.
Hi.
Lots of hearts and beautiful, really. Anyways.
It sounds like Italian mafia.
No, I don't know. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. And if so, you don't want to mess with me.
I do not want to. I want to keep them happy.
So who do we got today?
Today.
Who do we got?
Yes, Fun Art has a question for us.
Hello, guys. I'm a senior student. I have listened to your show since I was a freshman. I love He Yang. She is very kind, considerate, and so charming. I'm also a big fan of Ryan. He is so enthusiastic and always sees the positive side of life. His positive attitude influenced me a lot. Today, my question is how to make friends. I do have a lot of friends in my life, but I can't find friends who are like me. I hope I could find outstanding friends. They have professional skills in certain fields. They are self-control, and they will try their best to fulfill their dreams. But I can't find such friends in my life. To be honest, my college is not so good. I think maybe this is the reason why. But how can I find such friends?
Well, thank you, Fire, for your question.
Friends, where are you now?
Yeah, I think all of us are looking for friends
on
that...
On the hunt?
Well, that are, I would say, real friends. Or, of
They're
course, sometimes...
Soulmate sometimes.
Yeah, or friends of a similar...
That's pretty deep. New Honglin.
Or friends of a similar preference, or, you know, also, she seems to be a hardworking person. She wants to...
She wants to find somebody who's ambitious, who
yes.
wants to go places.
Who can grow and work
people
hard
like
together.
This. Unfortunately, maybe she's having problems finding these kind of people. And I can say that, yeah, it's probably hard to find, and this sucks to say, honestly. People who, if you are this person that you just described you want in a friend, yeah, maybe your standards are really high, and in which case, it would be hard to be friends with somebody who just didn't see life as an opportunity that needs to be seized, but rather, you know, somebody that's just like, life is something you have to do. Oh, I just gotta do it. But instead, she seems like a go-getter. So... how to find those kind of people, to befriend those kind of people. I think we've talked about on Roundtable that surrounding yourself with people that you want to be like is actually a way of becoming the best you.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think this is important for her. But do you guys have any suggestions, here in China of how somebody can do that? And maybe I can give a Western way of doing it.
Yeah, actually, when I was in college, my way of finding people who share the same interests and hobbies of me is to joining some activities and, more importantly, joining some contests. It's very, very interesting to be in a contest, maybe public speaking, maybe sometimes debate. And for some other people, I didn't join the entrepreneur, start a startup company kind of contest, but some of my friends has. And once you are in that kind of scenario and starting to compete and also work together with fellow friends, you bond from a different level. It's not like every day hanging out, having dinner kind of bond, but more like we try so hard to compete with other teams, and that kind of bond stays. And also that kind of friends, I think, is probably the kind of friends you're looking for.
So common goals and competition.
Common goals. And I think it's perfectly okay to want different kinds of friends in life. Maybe there are friends that you just have fun with, and you also want friends that you can grow up together, you can stay in your life long as possible, and that is totally okay. So go get some friends, girl.
Yeah, you know, from this question, I would answer in a different way. So and maybe that's just because I'm Western. When I think of friends, I don't think of necessarily like a resume list always. You know, I do recognize that research points out that people of ambition often can lead you to be more ambitious. But, you know, sometimes friends are people that you need to be there for when they're not ambitious, when they're also, you know, I think it's more of a this chemistry rather than a resume. that makes people connect. And I would say that because, you know, I have one of my best friends, Zach, he hasn't always been the go-getter. He's been the guy that likes to, he's a go-getter, and he spends his time and initiative in finding interesting ways to cheat around doing the stuff the right way. He's that kind of guy. I've known him since high school. I'm like, dude, you put in more work trying to cheat this test than actually just studying for it. He's like, whatever, man.
Yeah, I know people like that too.
But I was never like that. I was like honest Abe type dude. Go in there, study, did my stuff, and but we were still friends. And that's because like we just had this chemistry, this connection, this way of speaking to each other, the care for each other. I think he doesn't have to necessarily be seeing life the same way I do, but he always is encouraging me. And these kind of things, I think, are crucial in a friend. So I would say try not to make your standards so high that you'll never find friends. The thing is, they don't always have to be super the most ambitious or just right on your level. That's going to make it really small pool of choices anywhere in anything you do. I would say go out there and try to find people that will encourage you, that will push you, that don't necessarily always have to be as ambitious as you, but hey, when you're a part doing a competition like New Hong Lin, they're in the front row saying, yeah, get 'em! Like I would be if New Hong Lin was in a competition. Aww. I'd be screaming my head off in the front row being like, yeah!
Yeah, you'll have two cheerleaders. Aww. Big people.
Good.
Ryan and Hoi Young. We'll intimidate the other guys. We may not be as ambitious in these competitions that New Hong Lin is doing, but there's not a moment that we would miss encouraging and supporting her.
Yeah, and I think friends can be put in different subcategories. I think what Ryan, you're saying are friends for life, best friends ever, will, you know, stick with each other through thick and thin.
Almost like family.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily need to call each other all the time, that kind of thing, but you're there for each other. And there's also, sometimes we look for someone who can sort of pull us up a little bit when we lack the ability ourselves. And that could be a study partner or someone, join a team.
But what would you like to spend your time looking for?
Exactly. So I think what she's trying, I'm trying to look for an easy answer, and there isn't one, I think, after digging deeper into your question, Far. But I think I understand your ambition.
Yeah.
And I think New Hong Lin provided a really good piece of suggestion that is trying to find the common goal or try to find an environment where you can find people like that. But this cautiously and consciously searching for someone to be my friend often backfires in the end, because you find someone who you can maybe run the marathon with or be a competitor, but not necessarily someone who can...
It's like that has the heart, right?
Yeah.
The connection is the heart. But sometimes what she maybe is describing is just the resume, the surface level. These people maybe are ambitious, but they maybe won't care about you. They'll see you as a frenemy. They'll treat you X, Y, and Z. You know, they'll use you to get ahead. On those paper, maybe those kind of people are surface level easy to find. Because ambition, sometimes people with ambition often have those traits as well. Which is why I think also, too, you should just be trying to find the ones that care about you. In the end, in this world, in this whole grand scheme of things, I think finding the ones that are going to be the, when New Hong Lin's up there competing, screaming for her in front of the audience, those kind of people you'll always want to have around.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that. So was that good for you, Far?
Was that good for you?
Let us know.
And... yes, if you have a question for Roundtable, please send that voice document to ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com, and we'd love to provide you answers or at least another point of view.